Hi, everyone. This is Jason Hirshhorn, all the way down from Hanover, New Hampshire, to be here today at the CS50 Fair. I took CS50 as a freshman about 10 years ago, which is crazy to think back on how much has happened since then. Not only did I learn CS, but since then I've worked as a TA at Harvard, I've taught CS50 at Yale, and now I'm teaching CS50 to high school students in Hanover, New Hampshire. But none of that matters right now. What matters right now is who I'm here with. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Santi Mendoza. I'm from California, and I'm a freshman here at Harvard.
Where in California are you from?
East Palo Alto, California.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
What year are you?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. So how do you feel being here compared to California?
You know, it's a rough transition. The weather's very different.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, but I'm just glad to be here, like, experience snow for the first time, and just, like, get to be here, like, during the holidays. It really makes, the snow makes it seem, like, really like Christmas time.
Is this your winter outfit?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that cold today, so yeah.
Do you have a jacket?
Yeah.
Do you have boots?
Yeah.
Are they brand new?
Brand new.
How long have you owned them?
For about a month.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Can you buy them here?
Yeah. Oh. Order them online.
You order them online?
Yeah.
Are they holding up?
They are. Some black Timberland boots are pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll talk in 4 years, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about your project. What was the inspiration behind your project and what is it?
All right, so basically, my project's called What's the Move? And it was inspired by a lot of frustrating weekends where I was just sitting around thinking, what's the move? You know, like, Harvard's not a big state school, so it's not known for its parties. So me and my friends were sitting there and wondering, what parties should we go to? And it was always a struggle to find a party. So basically,
you can show me how it works.
Basically, I created a website that tracks all the parties, and essentially on the very beginning of the page, it says the party name, what dorm/house the party's in,
okay,
the room number, the date, and who the party's hosted by.
Okay, you're hosting a lot of parties.
Yeah,
you've been
as
very
of
busy.
Now.
Okay, if I want to host a party, what do I do?
Essentially, you click the button that says make party.
I like that.
And say, what kind of party you want to do?
What's my party name? Computer science and cookies.
Okay. Say you want.
That's a party where we're gonna bake cookies and talk about computer science.
That sounds like a party I'd go to.
Let's put it, but it's gonna be at night because it's gonna be lit. All right. So that's tomorrow night. I don't want it Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Friday. Let's go Friday.
Friday?
What's that? 10, 11, 12, 13. 13.
All
right? 13? Yeah, 13.
Yeah. 9 p.m.
That sounds good.
All right.
But people aren't gonna get there till like 9:30.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You say you live in Thayer. Wanna make it in Thayer?
No, I don't wanna be in Thayer.
All right.
I lived in Kirkland.
Kirkland, okay. So you live in Kirkland, and what room?
Oh my gosh. Let's go with B4.
B4, all right.
B4 what?
Okay,
I got you.
That's
okay,
good.
Here we go.
So you click post party, and then you go back to the page, and there it is. Computer science cookies at Kirkland, B4, and the date. And posted by Johnny.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Johnny? Who's Johnny?
Oh, that's like a fake name that I was using.
Oh, because I'm logged in already.
Yeah,
okay, I was like, I don't want Johnny to host the party. It's my party.
So essentially, say Johnny went to RSVP to his own party, you know?
Okay.
So he clicks his party, and since he's hosting the party, he's going to bring cookies, right?
Okay.
RSVP, and say, I wonder who's going to our party, you know? You can click RSVP info, and you click your party, and you get more info. And as of now, Johnny's the only one attending, and he's bringing cookies.
Can you show me the map?
Yeah.
This is what's, oh my goodness.
So essentially, right, as of now, my map only works with dorms in the yard.
Okay.
So essentially, wherever an emoji is a party's being held. And based on the number, that indicates the number of parties being held at that location.
Yay.
So as you can see, I'm in Thayer, so Thayer's always popping. And there's 4 parties happening in Thayer. And
why are we here?
Exactly. If you click the emoji, it takes you to a table that says all the parties' names, where they are in Thayer, obviously, and when they're happening, and who they're hosted by, yours truly.
There you go.
And yeah, it's basically it.
I think this is phenomenal.
Thank you.
So 3 months ago, when you arrived here and you signed up for CS to take CS50, yeah, how much computer science did you know? Programming did you know?
I had taken 2 years in high school,
okay,
so I had a little bit of experience. But
so what was this experience like?
It was definitely a new experience, and I could see how fast I was learning new languages, because, like, before this I had only known Python,
okay,
and a little bit of JavaScript, but I came here and I learned how to work with databases, I learned how to work with APIs, and it was just an incredible experience. You know, it's like something that that I would hear people talk about. You know, people would always say like, oh, I'm making a website that's working with databases and the networks and this and that. And then just being able to make a simple project that works with some of those things.
This isn't simple. Or, this is impressive.
Thank you.
All by yourself.
Yeah.
And you probably had other finals and papers to write.
Yeah.
And you're cold.
Yeah. So I don't know, just like being able to make something myself that like shows how much I've learned is really cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So do you think you're gonna go home, you're gonna do your finals, go home, take a break. When you come back, do you think you want to take more computer science classes? Is this
Definitely.
Something you want to do?
Definitely. I came in as a gov major, and I don't know. As of now, I'm like, I'm kind of indecisive. I'm thinking between gov and computer science now.
Did you take Act 10? What's the intro gov course?
Gov 20.
Gov 20. Did you take Gov 20?
Yeah. And it wasn't as fun as CS 15.
Okay, I wasn't prompting that, but you heard it here first.
Yeah.
With Santi. Okay. Thanks so much for
Thank
showing
you so
us your
much.
Project.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good luck in the winter.
Thank you.